make fantastic say years part of the Classic Oldie Days in Moore Reek, because you're part of the Classic Darling Downs team that played. Nice and hot, but good to get everybody together at the start of the year. But these sort of days we've got to see more of in the country, shouldn't we?
Oh, definitely, mate. It's a great to get back with all the old fellas and throw the ball around. And I tell you what, some of them still got it. They're slippery and tackle hard, and I'm glad I'm on their team.
I think that's the great benefit out of last year's game in Toowoomba when you had the Classic Wallabies in June. You're able to keep that side together, and maybe in the fullness of time, Central West, Central North, Downs can all play sort of tournaments or have a get together or have a bit of a charity thing or whatever themselves, and maybe have it as Gundy or have it at Moree or whatever, because it just keeps everybody together. Of course, you're part of the side in 99 that won the country champs there at home against the Townsville Burglars, and had some of the greats, including Matt Albion and Paul Hannah, and also Brett Carruthers. Yeah, those sort of memories are a great part of playing country footy.
Yeah, mate, unfortunately, a lot of us are getting on and can't keep playing, but it's good to see some of the old fellas, and, you know, and it's good young fellas now watch the TSS and Grammar, and just to show them how the old fellas play and keep showing up for each other. And yeah, mate, it's the young fellas, Classic Wallabies putting on the clinic for the junior kids is just excellent for country rugby.
What are you getting up to now? You're still in the Downs, and what do you do for a cross there and get out of the Bears games on the odd occasion?
Yeah, mate, I'm still living in Toowoomba. I'm actually coaching Bears A grade this year, teaching at Wilsonton State High, which is good. Good to get back into Toowoomba after a few years down in Gatton. And the club's struggling a bit, but we're still plodding along, and hopefully we'll get a few wins. And yeah, there's a lot of young fellas coming up through the ranks, and we just need to get a few more into the Bears at the moment.
Is it just one of those things where South Toowoomba and Matt have been taking all the players, or is it one of those things now where, because that teenage comp is such a better run sort of show now with Friday nights, kids are just making a decision, oh, we won't play any grade?
No, I don't know. I think there's a lot of boys are going down to Brizzy to play, so I think the Colts down in Brizzy is really, really good at the moment. And, you know, the ones that are still in Toowoomba, you know, they're there and thereabouts, but they just lack a bit of commitment at the moment, I think, and league. You know, it's hard to compete with the league boys because they get paid, and well, we do our best, and, you know.
Of course, Darling Downs or Down, should they move into the Hospitals Cup? Do they need just a massive injection of money to do it, or just try to stabilise things there in the Wagner's Downs rugby competition?
Yeah, mate, I don't think we'd do real well down in Brizzy. Like, it's just the commitment, it's just too full on. I think we've just got to plod along in the up in the Downs and just keep trying to keep some of our top quality players up on the Downs, you know, give them a better bit of a, you know, the pathway from the Downs would be probably what we need, I think.
Well, it's good to see that the likes of Harry Hooper and the like came out early this year. They went out to the Redbacks, and that's what we want to see more of, is more of those sort of Reds players coming out and Wallaby players, but also the Classic Wallabies in the Downs, maybe once every 2 years or whatever.
Oh, mate, the Classic Wallabies day last year was one of the best days of footy I've ever played, and I've been playing a long time, and to see them, you know, want to come up and play in rural areas is just excellent. If we can, yeah, mate, once a year, every 2 years would be a sensational injection for Downs rugby.
Well, Mick, it's fantastic to see you here, man. We wish you all the best as you're teaching, but also as you get into it with the Bears, and that was Mick Gerridge. Of course, he's part of the experience here at Downs with the Classic Wallabies as they talk on the Central West side, and we wish him all the best moving forward.